Compton was the American dream. Sunny California, with a palm tree in the front yard, the camper, the boat. Temptingly close to the Los Angeles ghetto in the 50s and 60s, it became the black American dream. Open housing paved the way as middle-class blacks flooded into the city. Whites don't buy houses in Compton anymore. Now, with 74% of the population, black power is the fact of life. Fact of life. Fact of life.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And yep, I'm back this week. Eek Color, what's up, my brothers?
What is good?
That's what's good, no doubt. So before we get started, you know, we're doing last week's show and shit. And at the end of the show, you know, the quick Dr. Dre topic.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we say, G?
You said, your exact quote, I'm paraphrasing, is if Dre puts out a real hip hop album, that this show would be all about Dre's album.
Cut for cut. Yeah, cut for cut. So I opened my big mouth, and of course he put out a real hip-hop album.
And now this show is going to be playing song for song. You can tell by the intro, which is the intro on his album. And from here on, you're going to hear every song, and we're going to play like a minute, which is basically...
Is that the legal limit?
Shit, it might get a cease and desist for just playing the intro of this bitch. But yeah, we're going to play each song. It's going to be a verse and a hook from various cats on the album. All of them not going to be Dre's verses. So we'll go in from there.
So, yeah, I mean, basically, you know, it's just dedicated to the good doctor. I guess what I really wanted to say, I guess what about, you know, this week is Turnabout is fair play. You know, last week I was like, yo, niggas is doing the Snoopy dance. Shit. Put him on the front of the newspaper.
Right.
So I don't, old heads... We weren't doing the Snoopy dance, so I guess we're doing the Happy Feet.
We was doing, the Stanky Leg, huh?
We weren't doing the Stanky Leg. We was just doing the Happy Feet, or I guess in the old head tradition, we were just doing the same old two-step or just a heavy head nod.
Niggas was whopping.
Oh, wow.
So, either way, this is the Hip Hop Digest, basically the review of Dr. Dre's Compton. Like you said, we're going to go cut for cut. And so, all right, Kurt G, without further ado, we're going to do track number 2 on the album, Talk About It, featuring Ken Mez. And how do you, what is that? Just Us?
Justice.
And so, anyway, go ahead, bring it in, nigga.
I don't give a fuck. I'll drop a stick, we'll try, nigga. Real shit, y'all got a fit. Y'all niggas bad fitness. That's why the game all fucked up. Fuck Glocks, I'm all about Fortnite, nigga. Through your neighborhood, throw money out the window like, what? You about a dollar?
You don't know nothing about it.
Your whole life been without it. My life in the spotlight. Oh, no, no, no. I ain't even got to talk about it. Talk about it. Hold up. Hold up. If you really about it, tell these motherfuckers we don't even want to talk about it. What?
I don't know everything. But one thing I do know. One thing I do know. One day I'ma have everything. One day I'ma have everything.
Eagry.
Yep.
Don't that shit make you want to turn up, nigga?
Man.
Turn up.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, that nigga was doing his best drinking imitation, though.
So we got that. Woo, so we got a kid, Justice, and shit, doing his best imitation of Drake and shit.
YOLO, my nigga.
King Mez and shit is all turned up and shit.
Oh, doing my his, doing God, his, that wasn't even the King Mez that I know.
Doing
know
his best imitation of Migos.
Exactly. Damn. So, me and Kurt G, we listened to the joint, you know, saying off air, we you're going through the tracks and shit. And I'm like, damn, yo. You know, Dre is sonically keeping it accessible to young folk, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Starting it off, too.
So, starting it off.
And the track, I'm not even faking it. I like it.
Right. I like the music.
I love it. I can't even fake on that track. I'm in this joint. I'm a dab daddy. Yeah. I'm the dab daddy.
But I mean, hasn't that been sort of a theme the whole time in a lot of this shit where it's like, damn, you know, minus the mushmouth niggas, I could probably listen to a lot of those instrumentals and shit. I don't want to hear the niggas on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what's up. So
Dr.
Dre
shows versatility still, though.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, you know, Dre's no fool. So.
Nope.
I guess we wouldn't hate on these youngins so much if they actually had better rhyme skills.
Where there you go. Exactly.
That would help. I think before we go on into the show as well, there's another key thing. You know, Dr. Dre records sound.
Oh, sonically, my
right.
Now that's different from That's different from what it sounds like. I have to explain this to people because people get all fucked up. Well, what do you mean? Timberland sounds great. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sonically. I'm talking about way back in the days when people would ask Dre, "Damn, how come your records sound differently?" And Dre, in an interview, was like, "I think rap records should sound like a Quincy Jones produced, like a Michael Jackson record."
There you go.
Fucking
Quincy Jones.
Just ridiculously clean. Beyond the equipment. This is beyond equipment, my nigga.
When you hear Dre's shit, you just want to go out and get some nice speakers. Because them shits just sound so fucking clean. And it'd be shit across the full spectrum. It'd be like some shit from the left ear to the right ear. It'd be just the whole spectrum. If you understand any engineer talk, they understand that shit just sounds incredible.
But I'm going to tell you.
Are we borderline dick riding? I just got to ask.
Admit it. Yeah,
I'm borderline.
Dick riding the tracks in the production. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Okay.
I'm borderline.
I had to say it because there will be a listener that says it. So.
But we admit it, though.
There it is.
Yeah, admit it. We're dick riding. Like I said, niggas is doing a minimum out there doing the happy feet. Old head niggas.
Right.
Y'all hear hammer dancing.
Exactly. But one more thing before we get into the next cut, I want to explain to that's California. That California has always been on the forefront of engineering and recording techniques way better than the rest of the country. That's California. Right. You know what I mean? I just saw a great documentary about California musicians and recording techniques in the lab and all the whole shit. That's California. So the next cut before we talk too long, what is that? Track number 3, Genocide featuring Kendrick Lamar, Marsha and Brocious. Am I pronouncing that right?
Marsha and Brocious.
Okay, and then
you remember we saw
Floor Tree.
Boo.
Yeah, no doubt. Candace Pillay, Pillay.
Yeah, you just gave her props.
Okay, did I?
Yes.
All right, no doubt. I'm just saying. Now this cut before we get in, shout out to Davey DMX, One for the Trouble.
Oh, yeah, that intro on that record.
For those of you who are old enough,
YouTube it, you'll see.
You should know what it is. Igor, did you pick that up?
Because you already know.
All right. Already know.
Anyway, track 3, bring it in, nigga.
Recognize we live inside these eyes, I'm tired until the dead is risen. Live in a project building, dodging the module ceilings. I'm a ride in a stolen G-Ride with the eyes of 5 blind men, my vision.
Corrupted.
Mama tried counseling, 5 plans for Kendrick. My family ties that sabotage Rosecrans existence.
I'm
aliens, those of aliens, they paid me a visit.
Disgusting.
Our stadiums packed, Raiders in black, curls dripping, silver bullet, palladium in my strap.
I lie on the side of a one-way
I say fuck us up, I fuck them up, your supper's up and something's up. I hope and no can walk the tightest rope before the double dutch broke. Plenty records put this weapon, I protect it under oath. My discretion, fuck your blessing, fuck your life, fuck your hope. Fuck your mama, fuck your daddy, fuck your dad on me. Fuck the world up when we came up, this Compton on me.
Damn,
it's Compton, dang. Homie. It's Compton, homie.
The young nigga got flow.
Woo! Yo, he wrote that beat perfectly.
Oh boy, you know what, it's funny you said that, son. We were admiring how somehow some way niggas is riding the beat.
Oh my god.
Well, that's Dre too. Dre is such a stickler and such a perfectionist that he probably make niggas do it over 100 times until they get that shit right.
I'm just saying,
man,
I thought that was interesting, niggas riding the beat. I know that's a new concept these days and shit.
That was right. So that staccato shit. He's riding.
Oh shit! So anyway, let's go to the next cut, number 4. It's All on Me featuring Just Us and BJ the Chicago Kid. All right, son, on you.
Bring it in, nigga.
Listen.
listen to me. It's kind of funny how they fall back on me. I used to never get a call back on me. Before the money, they didn't see me like it's dark. And it's all black, homie. But now they switching cause the card black, homie. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on a 4-track, homie. A new apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear. And this nigga Easy asking for his car back, homie. I would've never saw this happening from that far back, homie. What it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CBT. A motherfucking dream to reality. Is what you call that, homie? Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, what nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be. And I'm the one that they looking up to. Fuck the expectancy.
And it all falls back on me. Sometimes, somehow, it all falls back on me.
Right, all right. So that's what's up with that cut. I see your boy BJ, the Chicago Kid's getting a workout on the album.
Oh, yeah, I like that young nigga. He's nice.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I think that that song right there, Dre's showing that thing that we always talk about where we respected our parents' music because that's good music, B. I don't care what age or whatever year, that's good music.
Yeah, no doubt. It's interesting to hear Dre talk about when he was recording on a 4-track. This shit, you know what I mean? I mean, I know everybody comes from somewhere. You know what I mean?
They did 4-track. Niggas be like, damn, what's that, 78?
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting, you know, whatever. I see Dre is trying to, you know, pour his heart out a little bit there.
Well, you think that's him or is that could be ghostwriting?
Yeah, the youngest is going to call us out. Dre got ghostwriters.
You sound like somebody.
Dre has been writing rhyming somebody else's lyrics for his entire career. What are we talking about here?
You saying that somebody said a 4-track, that might have been a sneak diss.
Oh, jeez. All right, what cut are we on, yo? Number 5?
Yes.
Okay, number 5. All in the Day's Work featuring Anderson .Paak, P-A-A-K, and Marsha Ambrosius. Here we go. Bring it in, nigga.
Best believe I'm in the building. Building. I hear you motherfuckers talking and all that, but
No, don't bitch at me at all.
Yeah, coming loud and loud. And I'm not you feeling some type of way about it, but
watch your mouth. I dare your ass to say something.
I thought it was all good.
Hey.
But now you motherfuckers crossed the line and
kind of pissing me off.
All the fans and all the fame. And though I gave everything to this game, they still complaining. Now what the fuck do y'all expect me to do?
Yeah, there's so much fucking pressure.
It's so much pressure.
All in a day's work.
Working so hard.
24/7, 365.
It's all in a day's work.
All right.
Goddamn billionaire. How fucking hard is he really working?
I was going to say, I got one complaint about this, yo. And this is just nitpicking shit, yo. Dre, I'm complaining, and I'm one of them complaining niggas, because you're sitting for 16 years, my nigga, sitting on shit like this that you probably forgot about 8 years ago. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, yo, niggas need food out here, yo. And you sitting there and you got, your vault is probably like Prince and shit. You know, this nigga's just sitting on shit. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. So
this niggas is dead in these streets, son.
Niggas is starving, nigga.
Right. I don't have any complaints about the record or whatever. Again, like I said, it's crazy. I bought these new monitors, speaking about new speakers and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bought this monitor. We listening to this record on these shits, yo.
Them Adams, yo.
Jesus, have mercy, my nigga.
Them Adams have you like, damn, baby.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not complaining about what the cuts are sounding like. I'm just saying, you know, damn, nigga, you fucking whining about shit. Stop whining, Dre. Just bring the heat. That's all we want, my nigga. You already got money.
That's it.
So what is it? Yep. What are we on? Track number 6?
Yes.
Dark Side Gone featuring King Mez, Marsha Ambrosius, and Kendrick Lamar.
Marsha Ambrosius and King Mez is getting some work on this.
Getting a lot of fucking work on this shit.
The checks is looking good for them right now.
Right.
No doubt. Bring it in, my nigga.
Now please don't give me a reason. Because I know you want to keep breathing.
season this evening. I've been killing the game for seasons. Believe them that I'm the motherfucking one to breed them and lead them. In the lead of my own. You ain't even made it up to my throne. You ain't even authorized for this song. Might be best for you to get gone. Best be careful about your tone. That shit hit me wrong and it's on. I've been trying my best to be gone. Please don't make me grab that phone. Now who you know that came this fucking far from the fucking bottom? 30 years in this bitch, and I'm still here, decade after decade. And evidently, I must be doing something right. Word to my nigga, Easy.
Easy-E-C-P-T-O-G from the other side.
Easy. It's easy to say you need me.
Yo, shout out, man. Just looking out. Looking out for the, you know, deceased homie, yo. That's what's up.
Man, isn't that amazing?
That's what's up, yo.
That is crazy.
Let me tell you something, man. Fucking King Mez, yo.
Getting some work, mate.
Getting his work in, yo.
Yeah.
I didn't like the beat switch up on that one, though.
I can dig it.
Yeah, the end with the hook.
I can dig it. I can dig it. I disagree. I just think the orchestration on that was
crazy. The track, I didn't like this beat switch up. I didn't think it was smooth, but the track is fucking fire. Both of them.
It had that West Coast feel to me. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's what's up. Next track is a double. It's a number 7, Loose Cannons. We're going to play the first part and go right into the second part with Exhibit, who we just agree murders the track. So without further ado, my nigga, Loose Cannons.
All my life, I've been down to ride. Till I kept it real and I stayed alive with no compromise. And I fantasized about the baddest bitch in all between the thighs. Then I woke up and realized this is my motherfucking real life. You know where the fuck I'm from. From the motherfucking legendary. From the city where the niggas blow clips in fast and get stabbed in homeroom. Shit, let's get that class. Shit, it never changed on the west side. Jack your shit, check your car for a test drive. Oh shit. Gang banging out the window, hollering, let's ride. Gotta keep it tech by the bedside. These niggas don't know my life. All this pain and what I sacrifice. And all my niggas that lost their life. You never die, you never die. I've been the motherfucking one for a minute now. Yeah, all you little niggas need to simmer down. Shut the fuck up, I'm the one that's killing now. Take a look, who won't chop with a pinnacle?
What up, X? Spent my birthday in Dubai. Sky ride surprise and I'm dressed like a spy. Black tux, so you fucks. And guess what, I'm ready to
blow, yo, oh no.
I hang that 6'2 sideways. Pissing off the neighbor, scraping bumper in the driveway. You gave me the pistol, told me to kill it real.
And blow, yo, oh no.
Literally, cashed out, that's living to me. Blasted like the Kennedy beat. Wanna get rid of them, send them to me. While I'm just over here cozy holding these double D's. She books smart with pornographic abilities.
Well, I don't know what you know, but I know I got that shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers still talking?
Fuck them.
That's why they bring X and the guillotine out. To stop these bitch niggas from running their mouth.
About time somebody said something.
And whew. You still got smoked at Bay Bay's party.
Damn.
Damn.
So
Exhibit went in.
So I gotta ask you, yo, Swervin, what's Dre's motivation? Why is he bringing Exhibit in? Yo, he's got Exhibit in there and shit. There's a lot of other celebrities he gonna bring in on that. Yo.
Man, I can't begin to tell you, but I can tell you this: I'm glad it's these cats than some of these other popular people of the day.
That's what I mean. Popular people of the day. I mean, he could have
brought in Aubrey.
Yeah, but I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't.
I said Aubrey.
Sorry.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, this nigga spraying the raid on me right now.
Yeah, my nigga. You can't do that. Not on this.
Not on this show. No, nah. Six God talk
Mm-mm.
this week.
No, not on this show. Anyway, I'm just curious about that. Yo, that's Loose Cannons. Next cut is Issues featuring Ice Cube, Anderson .Paak, and Dem Joints. Now, I see him in the liner notes. He's on a few co-productions on this joint. Yo, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 joints. So, you know who he is?
Who's that?
Dem Joints.
Dem Joints. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just,
I don't know that yeah, name. Maybe that's another alias. I don't know that name.
I mean, you know right. how Dre always keeps a bevy of producers.
Oh yeah,
you know.
And niggas is looking for the mailman.
Yeah. Somebody did say that and shit. They was like, "Yo, where's mailman at?" And shit. That's funny. So anyway, go ahead and run that track, son.
All right, bring it in, nigga.
Full clip, ammunition. You don't want to deal with these fucking consequences. should tighten up a whole lot. I got some niggas with me down for running up in your spot. And these niggas got hatchets and ratchets. Some of them lethals are bugged at a mattress. And matter of fact, this is a chance to show my lifestyle out to the mass. But chances are I might get another negative react. Think I'm a fraction, but I'll fuck some up like battery ass. I gives a fuck what you think, nigga. This is my passion. Survive through the time. You know my name, you know my reputation. You know what it is. I don't need to get no explanation. When you say my fucking name, add exclamation. Los Angeles King now. Make your bitch bring crowns. For me and Dre. You don't like it, you can lay. Think I'm quiet, cause I'm acting, but my bank account won't say fuck you. Respect it from SoCal out to the bay. Cashed a lot of checks this morning, guess the day was a good day.
No one leave me down. And wake up to gunshots in this crazy town now. Ooh, good morning. And the sleepers will join the fun.
We be clubbing.
Oh, damn.
We be clubbing.
I can welcome all you broke-ass entrepreneur Negroes.
No
yeah.
doubt. That's probably number two to talk about it and issues. I ain't like those cuts.
Ice Cube
just overall.
Good on
there, he sounded Ice Cube good on there. Sounded refreshed. I don't know, good is the word. I'd say refreshed.
Yeah.
This ain't Kill at Will Cube, huh?
No.
Oh, no. But we'll never get that again, and I don't understand why. But,
life done changed.
Yo, yeah.
This nigga saying, where are they now?
Yeah, so, I wasn't really going for that particular track, but, it's what it is.
Are we there yet?
Right.
Damn, okay. That's what's up. Barbershop, my nigga.
One, two, or three.
That's what's good. Next track is Deep Friday, Water.
Nigga.
Damn, okay. Next track is Deep Water featuring Kendrick Lamar, Just Us, Anderson .Paak.
Again.
Now, this particular cut, before we go in, I'm just going to state it right now, and we'll talk about it when it's all done. Your boy Kanye West is home with his jaws tight, my nigga. Just leave it at that. So let's listen to the track, and you tell me what you think.
Bring it in, nigga.
This is about where I'm from. I think it's time to take these niggas to the deep water. Yeah, down in the Pacific. Where them sharks at, nigga, down in the deep water.
Listen. All you niggas swimming in the info. Don't fuck around and drown in the specifics. Always going overboard. Used to be my kinfolk. Now you're sleeping with the motherfucking fishes. These niggas won't let up until they all went up. What?
Don't get fucked up.
Cause my nigga watercolors couldn't even paint the picture.
They don't get the picture, fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, drugs by the dozen.
What?
You might just wanna go and check the children.
You might just wanna check your children.
I'm the one that got their ear. For many years I've been making parents live in fear. I just wanna make it clear. My influence run deep like the ocean.
Don't get it fucked up.
Been away from home. Been away from home.
So, word is born, yo. I ain't gonna front, yo. That shit sound like some Kanye West shit, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. You can hear that shit.
Fast forward, my nigga.
Bring in the Theraflu, nigga. With the Theraflu.
That shit sound like some Kanye West. I ain't even gonna front, my nigga. I heard that shit. Me and Kurt G was in the lab. We was bugging because we were just like on the same wavelength, yo. I was like, damn, Kanye be at the crib with his jaw tighter than a motherfucker.
I didn't even give it that because I was
biting
like,
my shit.
Next.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, motherfucker, you know.
He biting that Chicago drill style.
I don't know. I ain't going to put drill on him. That's not drill. I mean, it's Kanye, but I ain't going to put that on him and shit. You know what I mean? That's what's up. Next cut is, where the fuck we at? Oh, okay. One Shot, One Kill features Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Lion.
Or whatever he's calling himself these days and shit. He'll do anything.
Uncle Snoop.
He'll do anything for a fucking buck as far as I'm concerned. Brent, play the track, nigga.
No beginners, only winners, run the muck, you run this up. Funny fuck, with 20 bucks, I know you're slutting, let me fuck. I told my city, hold me down, I look how high they hold me up. I'm Kobe Clutch, I hold my nuts, 4 hours old enough to cuss. Was kissing bitches after lunch, now that's a motherfucking rush. Sober high school, I was fucking niggas, bitches on the hush. So no questions and no panties, it's a motherfucking must. This the people's rapper, I ain't no rapper, I'm the rapture on the morning after. You lacking passion, you ain't rap, you just a whack distraction. I can't relax, cause I feel a magic smashing Tony Braxton. Where your sister? Scared and cracked. Well, look, I was young, I was broke, had no hope, so I wrote, that's how I cope. I went hard with no result, new approach, same truth. Just get ready, aim, shoot, they get buried, bang, woo. So they better bring troops, because
I came here to raise hell, I can't lie. One shot, one kill,
till it's real, I aim high. Don't shoot one shot if you ain't ready to die. Never get it fucked up, I got shooters for hire. Cause you don't want it, I have you like I.
Better back the fuck up.
Oh, you done, so I try. Now that weak shit will never slide, I despise. You are now not in the presence of nice guys.
So this right here is going to probably be the first controversy.
Yeah, because I was just hearing it. I'm like, where is Eminem at on this joint?
So you had people saying, okay, because of the recent controversy, he's spitting Eminem's written lyrics. The other guy rapping was John Connor, by the way. So
John Connor's actually spitting on this joint, too. John Connor's nice with it.
So he was the other guy rapping on that whole shit. So me and Kerr G found what liner notes we could on the internet. And we didn't find Snoop's name under, like, any authors of lyrics.
On any of the joints.
On any of the joints.
So maybe his shit is ghostwritten.
Could be.
Or just straight up, like, written.
But was Snoop Dogg on anybody's top 10 list anyway?
Not mine.
Right, not.
I mean, I know he's a West Coast legend. That's separate. So, you know. Yeah. And we're now, trust me, the official CD doesn't even come out till the 27th. So we don't know. This is just a quick Wikipedia somebody done threw up. It's probably full of holes. I get that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I just heard Eminem on there because it's got that 8 Mile feel to it.
It does. Right. So anyway, next cut is, where the hell we at here? Oh, okay. Just Another Day featuring The Game and Asia Bryant. So,
wait, hold on real quick, though. Just real quick on that. It did also sound a little bit like Kendrick, too. His style of rapping.
Well, Kendrick could have been in there.
I mean, yeah, Kendrick could have been. I mean, we're talking about writers. Yeah. Kendrick reminds me of a part in Wild Styles. It's like, yo, it's about the writers, yo. It's about the action, yo. You gotta get in there, yo. You fucking bomb and do whole cars and shit. It's about writing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So, you know, all these other niggas, you know, they looking out the window saying, boy, that train pretty. So where are we at here? Just Another Day featuring Game and Asia Bryant. Bring it in, nig.
Whoa.
Confederate style.
They killing in this motherfucker. They drilling in this motherfucker. Lock the doors. They stealing in this motherfucker. No chains, no reins. This my home. Nigga, this Hub City, no fly zone. Niggas pull out burners, start breaking like turbo and ozone. Crack fiends on the back streets where the tracks lean, where the needles lay and switchblades. See if the bitch made. Put chili all on your Frito-Lays. Where we dream of Montego Bay, but all we got is a swap meet. Where the cops meet, go bang bang. These blood stains on the concrete. I'm the only nigga but the mob deep, cause I mob deep than that side street. Cause I'm a West Side rider. Here we got some collars. Don't hate me, better get your dollars. I be on Rosecrans with a Glock in both hands, leaning on that bro hand, flamed up like a loco with my name on it.
The thrill is high, know somebody's watching, but I don't know why. Feel the fire burning, it touches the sky, feeling coming at you, I won't die tonight.
What's up? Let me tell you something on the low, yo. That fucking track is fucking nuts.
Well,
I don't know if I like all the hooks singing on that shit.
For me personally, I didn't think it was a whack track on there.
That's fucking up track.
Right, but don't that shit take you to the heart of New York and shit, like boom bap?
That's what I'm saying. Right, the kick and snare, just the kick and snare, and how he's got the sample in that motherfucker.
Right,
yo, on
even the hook to me. Yo, even that.
I mean, I'll take the hook, but I'm just saying, Word Is Born, yo, on the low, that track may get overlooked, but good God, nigga, and I don't care who's rapping, it just I'm not hearing a lot of sloppy rhyming.
Right, right. That
I
was
just gotta
clean.
Put that out there, yo. I'm not hearing a lot of sloppy rhyming and shit. And maybe it's what Kurt G said earlier and shit, right? He's just making niggas, he's get in there and do it again, nigga.
Yeah, you can do it better than that.
Yeah, nigga. And the niggas probably like, damn, yo, I done did this shit like fucking 18 times, son.
And now look what you got.
Do it again, nigga. So anyway, where are we at? The next track is For the Love of Money featuring Jill Scott, John Connor, and Anderson .Paak.
For the love of money.
Shout out to various people who's on that type of particular record.
The Midwest, my nigga.
No doubt.
Bone Thugs.
Say what's up to the broke nigga at the rich party. Woo!
Who the fuck let this nigga in? Do it look like I give a fuck? Sorry.
Yeah.
Looking at these hoes and they go, nigga gorgeous, trying to get me.
Woo.
I run game on a bitch in one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Yeah.
Flit nigga in the spot till they pop one, then the cops come like.
Woo.
Motherfuckers hold a shotgun like a pop gun, then they ready like.
Yeah.
Sipping good, nigga. I'm a north side nigga till I'm gone.
Woo.
Do it for the ones in the hood, like kinda gone, put the city on.
Wait.
Fuck that shit, nigga, fuck that shit. Go. This for my hood, look, this for my block.
Yeah.
Ride for the hood, gotta spit it like pop.
Yeah.
Ain't got shit, but I still feel good.
Yeah.
Nigga can't take what a nigga don't
yeah.
got. Go hard in the paint, you can tell them post
yeah.
up. Homie in the hood, like, let me hold some.
Yeah.
Your man's in the hood, talking all that shit.
Yeah.
When they ran up on them, little buddy froze
yeah.
up. Okay, be talking, but they saying nothing.
Yeah.
Niggas be talking, that ain't what they want.
Yeah.
Ain't no fake shit around here, cause my nigga,
yeah.
my city is really as real as the fuck.
Yeah.
I be killing this shit, I ain't giving a fuck.
Yeah.
You loving the bitch, she get hit in the truck.
Yeah.
You think it sound crazy, this how I grew up.
Yeah.
So this for my people who still in the cup.
Tell you what.
Damn, John Connor went fucking fuckhead.
Tell you what, man.
Yeah.
Let Michigan stand the fuck up.
That's probably as strong as you. Good God, man.
I heard a lot of Kendrick in that flow, but God
yeah,
damn, he
yeah,
stuck.
Yeah.
He was hitting the stick
yeah,
in that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He was hitting the stick
yeah,
in that
yeah,
shit.
John Connor, good God, nigga. Woo. Tell you what, boy. Motherfuckers better clear the fuck out, nigga. Cause that cat right. But again, the production, no sloppy rhyming and shit, no lazy rhyming and shit. And again, sonically, it's just
oh, it sounds beautiful.
Oh man, I don't know. Can we bring hip hop up to that level?
Well, as copycat as it is, let this record make noise.
We'll see, though. I don't know. These youngins ain't Ooh. Willing to give up their style.
B, I'm not worried about the youngins on this level.
You want to see the Busta Rhymes and them come back.
There you go.
Come back to where they're supposed to be.
There you go.
Like, come back home, nigga.
Right. Forget
Please
about
come
the youngins,
home.
Yo. I mean, the youngins going to do what they have to do to represent their generation. That's a whole nother game. That's a whole separate thing. I'm not even worried about that. It's the Busta Rhymes. It's even a Kanye West nigga who's probably sitting at home with his jaw tight. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, nigga. Get your production up and shit. Get your mastering up. Get your engineering up. Kanye seemed like a type of motherfucker that to do the fucking record and walk out the slab and shit.
He gonna drop the mic on niggas? Like,
well, no, I'm just saying.
Done.
Dre is the type of motherfucker who will be in the lab and then oversee all that other shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because he's not, he's like that. You know what I mean? My snare's all fucked up, B. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's in there giving an engineer the third degree because his shit's not mixed right. You know, these other niggas, yo, the record's done, nigga. Oh, my manager.
I don't think Kanye's like that.
Oh, my manager's manager is going to handle that shit. You
don't think he's like that with the
music.
Kanye's
too egotistical for that shit, though.
Right.
His ass is
right.
probably in there till the last fucking note gets played.
He's throwing everybody else out so he can have all control of what it sounds like,
That
too.
Fucking Watch the Throne ain't mixed as good as this shit.
Well, you're talking about a different level.
Okay, I'm just saying, though. Next cut. Where are we at here? Satisfaction featuring Snoop Dogg, Marsha Ambrosius, and King Mez. Marsha is probably on this shit more than anybody else.
She's featured, goddamn.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm just saying,
she's all over the place.
Her name's all over the place and shit.
Right.
So that's what's up. Satisfaction, yeah, bring it in, nigga.
Owed her a big favor.
Fuck wrong with these niggas. These labels always asking me to do a song with these niggas. Doc, I think it's time for you to open up the pharmacy, nigga, and change this fucking music shit, my nigga. You should consider. Nah, I've been doing me lokin, keeping these bad bitches open and keeping them wet. Yep, see, cut Long Beach right by that ocean. Still sipping that gin and juice, my nigga. Yep, I'm still on that potion. And all these brand new niggas fake as fuckin', I'm still getting noticed. God damn, man, how we supposed to handle this shit, cuz? Everything we built, these niggas done dismantled this shit, cuz. We gotta get back to that real, that's on the dub. Another lesson from your Uncle Snoop. What?
I'm just stating the facts. Don't get no realer than that. Satisfaction, attention, listen, pick your position.
Yeah, see
that
shit.
Summertime groove right
yo,
there.
I'll take everything on that record but Snoop.
Oh, nigga, you bugging, yo. Snoop sounded thing. I thought he was Snoop on that
goodness.
Shit.
He sound good, but it didn't sound like him, though.
Oh, nigga, y'all
I'm going to say that didn't sound like
y'all
Snoop, but,
are
but
fucking
it did
bugging.
Sound good. I'm not saying he didn't sound good. I'm just saying it didn't sound like him.
Yo, Egree, I'm you
taking,
fucking bugging,
I'll
my nigga.
I'll take Snoop on the other record.
The record that that's Summertime Groove record.
It
right
is.
There,
oh, it's a great
I
record,
I like the
yo.
Music fully, even the hook, but wasn't feeling Snoop on there.
Ooh. boy.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I actually nothing. Like Snoop on
to
that
the
shit.
Next one, nigga.
On to the next one, nigga.
Hey, yo, this nigga just put up a high elbow on the nigga. He's like,
step back, nigga. Get back and shit.
The fuck out of here, nigga.
Get your ass with them Charles Oakley butt elbows. Nigga.
Yeah, right? Damn.
Come back, nigga.
He was like, nothing. Just moving to the next cut,
nigga.
Anyway, the next cut is Animals featuring Anderson .Paak.
Oh, my. This is my favorite joint right here.
I'm
going to
save
goodness.
All my comments till after the cut.
Oh, my goodness.
Bring it in, nigga.
Why the fuck are they after me? Maybe because I'm a bastard. Or maybe because of the way my hair grow naturally. Still trying to figure out why the fuck I'm full of rage. I think I noticed this bullshit right around the fifth grade. Paraphernalia in my locker right next to the switchblade. Nothing but pussy on my mind and some plans of getting paid. But I'm a product of the system raised on government aid. And I knew just how to react when it was time for that raid. Whoa. Just a young black man from Compton wondering who could save us. And could barely read the sentences the justice system gave us. So many rental cars with bricks, I think they probably funded Avis. Some of us was in balance. But some of us use our talents. Not all of us criminals, but cops be yelling, stay back, nigga. We need a little bit of payback. Don't treat me like an animal, cause all this shit is flammable. Don't fuck around, cause when it's done, it's done.
Can
fuck you, fuck
tell
you.
Me it's been going on since back in the day. But that'll make it okay. And the white folks tell me all the looting and the shooting's insane.
I ain't trying to hear that,
but you don't know how I pain.
Come on.
And please don't come around these parts. They tell me that we all a bunch of animals.
Okay.
Oh, so true.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So right there, my nigga, in King Killer's opinion, that's the best cut on the album.
That's my favorite
agree.
Joint. That shit
that's
right
the best
there.
Cut on the album. Yeah. And number two, the liner notes tell us that beat is produced by DJ Premier. Okay.
Yep. I guess that's yep. why we gravitated.
Maybe so. I'm just saying. First of all, they've never worked together. They've known each other forever. They've never worked together.
Wow.
I just seen an interview with Primo on DJBooth.com. Dre called him up and was like, yo, I got a project. You know, I was wondering if you'd submit some beats. Primo said he shot him 5 beats. Right? And fucking he said Dre called back quick as shit. Yo, this shit right here, obviously the beat they rhyming over is the one they picked, et cetera, et cetera. You know, history is made. It's sort of an acknowledgement of two guys, two different coasts, two totally diametrically opposing musics. You know, Dre, the sonically clean, crispy, West Coast high-end keyboard. You know, Primo is
grimy
much
New
grimy
York.
New York,
boom, bap.
Dusty-ass records, but an acknowledgement of, you know what, nigga? You are the best. You know what, nigga? You the best. Oh, we the best. Okay?
We the best.
Don't
and they
fucking,
showed it.
They show. Don't fucking get fucking Twitter swerving about no fucking Timberland.
On
fucking Twitter, you know, swerving about these other niggas, Kanye or fucking Mike Will made it. I don't want to hear that shit. That's just...
Nigga, you sound old and bitter, nigga.
I'm old, and there's an and there, and I'm not bitter. I do a lot of giggling on this show. Bitter niggas don't giggle. So,
oh, shit.
Bitter niggas don't giggle.
Nah, bitter niggas don't giggle.
What they do? They just grunt and
they
shit.
They just grunt, yeah, I guess. Young motherfuckers. Yeah, you'll never hear me damn. Doing that. But the point I'm saying is that who... Unlike MCs, you know, when everybody's got a sort of floating list. Unlike MCs, Kurt G, Primo, Dre, 1-2, 2-1. It's going to flip on everybody's list. Everybody else is way after that. When it comes to hip-hop.
I don't know. Pete Rock going to get a high spot.
Pete Rock's going to get there. But is he? But Pete, that's true. Okay, there's some people.
I'm going to have to differ in
Dilla, you think Dilla was still around?
Dilla's
top 5.
Well, Dilla's top 5. I'm just talking about the concrete 1-2.
Okay.
You know, somebody's out there going to be like, no, personally for me, it was Pete Rock. I get that. Don't get me wrong. I ain't shitting on Pete Rock.
No,
this
we
is,
can't shit on Pete Rock.
That's
blasphemy.
Some niggas is going to be like, oh, fuck all them other niggas. Molly Mo's getting shitted on. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is don't call up here, or not call, but don't Twitter about no fucking none of these new niggas.
Don't tweet
no,
me.
It's called tweet, but that's why you know this nigga ain't on Twitter. Because he said don't Twitter me, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta
be over in there twiddly diddly D'ing on niggas.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it like that, but I'm just saying, yo.
Now you sound old and fogey.
Well, okay, old and fogey. I bring that in. I can deal with that. I need a t-shirt that says old and fogey. I need shit like that. But the point I'm saying is, yo, so it's a watershed moment. It's jiving history of hip hop. To me, the non-arguable 1-2, no disrespect to all the other pioneers and shit. No disrespect. You know what I mean?
But, right.
You know, so next cut. Where are we at here? Medicine Man featuring Eminem, Candice Pelay, and Anderson .Paak.
You said that proper as a motherfucker, yo.
Did I?
You said Eminem.
Yes, you did.
Oh, wow.
I'm waiting for the candy to run across the stage.
Okay, I'm just saying, yo. Play the cut then, son.
Bring it in, nigga.
Doctor's orders. Go fuck yourself. Take 2 days in the morning, overdose and kill yourself. Doctor's orders.
Listen, this is my evaluation. This shit oversaturated. Y'all can get evacuated. Kids have been activists and they ain't even activated. Married to the internet, stuck in place, salivating. Ain't nobody graduating. Don't nobody love this shit the way I love it. So I gotta hate it. Everybody off of fame. That ain't no exaggeration. Damn, I'm getting aggravated. Fuck, I'm getting agitated. Teach us someone to pit in these fucking schools. The police got our name in all their databases. Girls be 13, acting 22. Niggas be 44, acting half their ages. Somebody tell me what the fuck is going on. These niggas in tight shit, I'm in the fucking matrix. It's looking like a sign of the revelation. About time of the return of the fucking greatest. I got all these patients, man. How come they ain't patient with me? They just think I want the money. Why when I can take it with me? Y'all don't do it for the love not. They gonna find out who you are. Just admit it before you get it.
Yo, son.
Wow.
Dre sound like a fogey.
Yeah, that nigga sound old and bitter.
Yo, he sound like a fogey, my nigga.
Yeah. First off, he said, doctor's orders. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Then he said, niggas at 44 acting half their motherfucking age.
And then he said, niggas in tight shit in the Matrix or some shit like that. Dre sound like an old fogey, a whole bitter ass fogey.
I guess we know why it took so long for him to put out fucking records.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I'm hearing this bullshit. So, ain't no way I'll put out no shit right now. These motherfuckers.
But I'm saying, so lyrics like that are resonating with niggas like that because obviously we are older and we probably feel that way and shit. You know what I mean? You see old niggas, I mean older niggas. It just bugs me out every time I see a motherfucker and shit, heavy gray beard and shit coming down the street. Playing at Migos, I mean at full peak.
Wow.
At full peak, my nigga.
Playing shit like they said, they half their motherfucking age.
I like nigga, what the fuck, nigga?
What the fuck is you doing? And not even that, just dressing.
Oh, well.
Nigga.
Yeah.
I got more of a problem with that than listening to the music.
So we're gonna get to the last cut, but I gotta break the show just for a minute. Yo, so you see, did they email you that pic? Not email, texted. Who sent the pic of that motherfucker with them fucking slippers on?
I don't know. I didn't even see that one.
Oh, nigga.
Shit, I don't even remember
that. You remember that shit, that motherfucker with them jellies at the ATM?
Oh, shit. I don't know who sent that shit.
Yo, but I'm just saying,
oh,
my nigga.
God, yeah.
Did you see that nigga with them jellies?
Wearing that shit, dude. Like, it's okay.
So I'm just saying, yo.
Niggas, y'all ain't down with fashion. Nigga, what the fuck y'all know about fashion, son? Man, y'all know shit about fashion.
That. I'm just saying. So when Dre does that, you know, those three, you know, lyrics like
baggy
that.
Baggy ass clothes and shit.
Back to back. Yeah, baggy clothes and a Yankee fitted and white tee, my nigga. I mean, what's up?
Yeah. Nah, niggas is wearing horseback riding pants these days.
What the fuck? I don't work construction, nigga. What the fuck?
Fucking
need
thighs
for?
All saggy and the fucking...
Niggas sick.
Niggas like they about to go play polo and
shit. Tallyo, nigga.
Look, I jumped right on the fogey bandwagon.
No doubt. So anyway, the last cut on the fantastic, terrific album, Talking to My Diary, Dr. Dre. Here we go. Bring it in, my friend.
I remember when I got started, my intention was to win. But a lot of shit changed since then. Some old friends became enemies in the quest of victory. But I made a vow, never let this shit get to me. I let it pass, so I consider that part of my history. And I'm strong, financially, physically, mentally. I'm on a whole nother level. And don't forget that I came from the ghetto. So a new house for my moms, that's special. I let you go and shop until your feet get tired. In a new Benz just for you to ride in. When I didn't have it, you provided. Don't be surprised that I built an enterprise. And my house got a view of the city like a high rise.
I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary.
When I open up my book, I think about the world later. No ink in the pen, no lines on the paper.
I'm just talking to my diary. I'm just talking to my diary.
That fucking track is fire, yo.
There it is.
I'm about to say some crazy shit, B.
Okay.
It sounds like Shaquille O'Neal ghostwrote that shit.
No, damn. Wow. Damn.
He was rhyming like Shaquille O'Neal, B.
Oh, shit.
Kazam.
I don't know about that, but.
Yo, you listen to them old Shaquille O'Neal records and listen to his style right there. Shaq, nigga.
Anyway.
Nigga, that's that giraffe ass, B.
Yeah, I guess, but he sound like Shaq to me.
Anyway, there you have it. The spectacular 16-track album Compton from Dr. Dre.
Compton.
Track by track on the Hip Hop Digest. So let's round it up here. Personally, I'm going to just say this is King Killer. Personally, for me, out of 16 tracks, there's three that I guess I really didn't like. But sonically, the whole album is just crazy listenable. You know, I'm glad to hear Exhibit, you know what I'm saying, and others who I was, you know, surprised to hear on the album. Dr. Dre is such a fantastic taskmaster. He's got niggas, you know, up in the game, you know. So what do you think about the album in its totality, son?
I personally, I'm probably going to second the motion on what you just said, because sonically, this fucking album is complete album. Is I can listen to every track for track, no problem. Some of the tracks, I'm like, okay, I don't like the hook. But for the most part, this album, I'd probably give it a 5 mica.
I don't know if I can give it 5, but I go 4.5. Swerving, what do you think, son?
I think, as we all agree, it's a very, very good musical album. The music is incredible. The production is crazy. I probably don't like 2 of the songs, but yeah, I give it a 4.5 too.
Yeah, there you go. So Kurt G, 5 mics. Me and E Color, 4.5. All strong across the board, no matter how you slice it, dice it. You know
no
what
doubt.
I mean? So anyway, yo, I want to give a special shout out to Chris and Casey Lehman.
Oh yeah, happy anniversary.
10 years married, yo. I word. Applause on that, yo.
Congratulations. Just
absolutely
congratulations. Stay with it.
Yo, exactly. And word is more than I can say for myself, yo. I have been married. It's unbelievable. I'm saying this. I've been married 23 years. Been with the same woman for 26 years, if you could believe that. So, yes, that makes me.
Nigga, it ain't about you. It's about them, B.
Makes me a goddamn
focus. How you get in this shit?
That's true. Anyway, 10 years, yo. The layman's got a, you know, family out there, California, doing it, goddamn thing. So, Hip Hop Digest, to you guys, congratulations on your 10 years. No
word.
Doubt. Indeed. So, Swervin, what you got left over, son?
Oh, shit, B. I ain't got a whole lot because we can't talk about that taboo subject right
now. Yeah, he's going to spray some Raid on you. Don't do it. You hear that Raid.
You know, want to give definite shout-outs to our Facebook friends. For sure.
Oh, damn.
Not that we don't give shouts to everybody else, but definitely this week, shout out to our Facebook friends.
What's up?
What's good?
Just love all the conversation on Twitter. Yo, y'all kill me.
Yeah, I'm going to give a special shout out to Cecil No Line, who said that specifically that we are bitter.
Old and bitter.
Old and bitter. And we're old. I bring that in. You're right. We're old. I embrace that. But bitter niggas don't giggle. So that's what's up. So is that it? That's all?
That's it.
Oh, hell no. Albums of the week.
Oh, see, here we go.
Albums of the
week. Here we go.
Right. Plus, we can't forget that the movie is out this week.
No doubt. Kurt G, albums of the week, and then we'll have E Color do the movie thing. Go ahead, Kurt G, get in.
All right, this week we got Constant Deviance, Avant Garde, and we got Static Selector, Lucky 7.
Oh, okay.
And we got for the instrumental joint is Dutchy Chill God Chill.
All right. So the movie is out when? This week?
Yes, the 14th. Oh, so okay. Before we get into that, though, Curtis, thank you for that package.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
I'll be very happy.
No doubt.
But yes, the movie, 14th, whatever date this is, you know, our recording date, but my ass will be in the seat.
Yeah, oh, of course. Of course. No doubt. It's going to be an excellent movie, I guarantee it. It's going to be
damn B. What? Remember when we went and saw Colors?
I do remember when we went to go see Colors.
Damn, that
Colors.
Dude ran into my car.
Yep, I remember that. Only thing I can say about this NWA situation, it's going to be a lot better than fucking gravy and shit. So, that's it. That's all. Digest, we're gone.
Peace.
One.
Sometimes the outcome wasn't intended. Gotta wake up and stretch with all these thoughts I'm wrestling. Time and motion, it's all been invested. Getting sick of waiting, about to get the collected. There's only so much that I can say in a sentence. The night's been so right, the day so pleasant. It's like that, man, it's like that. I don't ever stress, lost, get it right back. It's like that, man, it's like that. Where the turntables and mics at? You don't like rap, well, it's like that.
Like that.
Girl, take a little time to unwind, that's fine. Sometimes it's like that.
Sometimes I gotta rock a party with only 10 in attendance. Rarely rocks with Bacardi, got henny intentions. Indent with the pen, then I'm inventing the sentence that go right through your headphones. While you head home, a hard day of work, got the guard blazing perk. Make me ride the whole beat till it's duration word. You 40 and a junkie and I'm supposed to beef with you. Ha, I just laugh, but when I see you, I'ma see you. Hoes catch you wavy, then you missing your phone. Your wad of cash and you thought you was bringing her home. Me and the homies riding hungry, there's a will, there's a way. Sharing meals for the day, they keep telling me, hey, do this music, you the truest. I said, no doubt, God. Since a youngin', always knew it was cold out, dog. Hot box, roll the tents down, smoked out fog. And sometimes you just gotta knock some Motown, y'all. Cause it's like that,
man, it's like that. I don't ever stress, lost, get it right back. It's like that, man, it's like that. Where the turntables and mics at? You don't like rap, well, it's like that. Girl, we can make use, be like that. If you wanna take a little time to unwind, that's fine. Sometimes it's like that. I was up, I was down, I just had to get focused in. Most of these people just tried to provoke us to choke up and quit. I just laugh at these jokers, I'm no joker chess, but I'm better at poker. There's no hope unless you was planning on winning second place, standing right next to the best. Yes, anyway, I don't beat on my chest. Play the game for the fame and you leave with the stress. And it's only that I'm so me, that I'm still dope. You don't know me, it's a short rope. Sick, got a cough and a sore throat. Uncut raw, flow pure and raw dope. No, I don't quit, I get right to my business. Hits after hits, give them something to live with. This ain't the best that it gets, cause if this is, man, it is what it is, isn't it? It's like that, man, it's like that. I don't ever stress, lost, get it right back. It's like that, man, it's like that. Where the turntables and mics at? You don't like rap, well, it's like that. Girl, we can make use, be like that. If you wanna take a little time to unwind, that's fine. Sometimes it's like that.
I said, girl, why can't I get a scratch up? Just to show that I inherited your gambling ways. So, girl, why can't I get a scratch up? Please buy me a lucky seven so we both can get paid. So, girl, why can't I get a scratch up? When I put in all your numbers at the store for the day, so grandma, can I get a scratch up? Grandma, can I get a scratch up? It's all or nothing, quit with all the bluffing. Soon as one of my cars decline, I'm in my wallet shuffling. Not so lucky, I guess that's how it's looking. I'm a pro night, a rookie, I school y'all, your opera hookie. These were my times with Sookie. Tea kettle whistling if she ever left the stove on. Old age, you kicked in if she sent me for a stove run. Gamblers in your blood, a superstitious, but you catch me knocking on one. If I win, we all won. Behaving, imagine the digression that I've been. Grandma, give me your list of numbers to catch that I need. Used to love the bodegas that didn't ask for ID. Had my on $2 just to get some scratch-ups for me. Around that time, things were drastic. Worry about our finances. Don't know one gave them to me. Was the one that finances. Said, fuck whoever doubted. That's when I took my chances. Feel strongly about what I believe in, cause I'm a cancer. Ain't an auction, but they gave my mans a bid. Damn, the CCA just filled another bid. I guess we got some time to kill. And you gotta play the hands you dealt. Fly! Just to show that I inherited your gambling ways. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? Please buy me a lucky seven so we both can get paid. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? When I put in all your numbers at the store for the day. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? Grandma, can I get a scratch up?
College, yo. Voice of the unheard, louder than the bomb. Grandma's boy couldn't be prouder of my mom for this historical perspective and political education. I hardly ever gamble, my wrist was calculated. Caught up in the traps, till we holler and we scream. We're a dollar in a dream and get you followed by the fiends. Cause this life is like a lottery, but loser than you'll probably be. Living with the ghosts, like Demi Moore with the pottery. We're testing our morality, but we facing our mortality. Betting on a fallacy, handing over our salaries. Natural born killing, they call us Mickey and Mallory. To our men become warriors and our women turn into Valkyries. Cussing like some sailors on the open seas. Mama got the soap for me, apartment smelling like potpourri. Shopping for the groceries, got her a Pepsi Cola and a Coke for me. Making a quick stop by the OTP.
Scratch up, just to show that I inherited your gambling ways. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? Please buy me a lucky seven so we both can get paid. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? When I put in all your numbers at the store for the day. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? Grandma, can I get a scratch up?
Grandma. And you knew that's all we needed. That's why you plant a seed and you feed it, repeat it and treat it. And we play against the odds if we could only defeat it. We see it, but we steady weeping whenever we read it. End up feeling cheated. We deserve better, cause she done earned cheddar. And I know she took a turn, being Tina Turner, let her be returned from a debtor. You know all she want is world peace if you met her. And one day we may travel, if you bought that scratch off like payola at a DJ battle. And it paid off, then we made off like Madoff and ate off. That play constantly concentrated like Adolf. Came all the way 4 hours in your auto. Showed up at my school, saying we hit the lotto. Pop a bottle, then we saw that we misread it at second glance. That's when I learned life isn't up to chance.
Scratch up, just to show that I inherited your gambling ways. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? Please buy me a lucky seven so we both can get paid. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? When I put in all your numbers at the store for the day. So grandma, can I get a scratch up? Grandma, can I get a scratch up?
Vibe it out. Feel it like this.
I spit it better than most, I know you're feeling that. I'm in this position as a kid from Michigan, trying to come up on some dividends. I got the skill for this, haters gotta deal with it. Maybe if they wasn't feeling you, you wasn't meant for this. Listen, I've been on my grind, I put it on the line when I'm putting down the lines worth mentioning. In the beginning, I remember when, I think it was November or December. Can't really recall the month, but I remember wearing Timberlands. The year was 2000, when I started getting serious about what I do now. When that's tearing the booth down, when I'm spitting the truth out. Head up to the clouds, trying to make my mother too proud. Spinning for the fortune, and you should buy a few vials. Moving the crowd whenever Beethoven produced sounds. Going for the run, I got you hollering whose house. In the race moving, and I'm leading by a few miles. I'm leading by a few miles.